Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sigourney resident Casey Thompson, who wore a 59-pound vest in honor of the 59 people killed in the Las Vegas shooting at the Des Moines IMT Marathon.
Why did you decide to wear the 59-pound vest?
We are always out looking to do raise awareness and gain attention for different things. And I, you know, with what has happened in the last couple of weeks, it just seemed like, you know, any channel that you would turn to were just arguing about one side versus the other. And I really thought that the people who perished in that event should have been more recognized than they were versus, I mean, you heard for a day or two following the incident about acts of heroism and things like that, but then it was just kind of gone, you know, and it turned into just a gun debate. And it saddened me. It upset me, and the fact that, I mean, there was so much more good in the world that could have been done by those people had their lives not been lost. And I figured there was, you know, there's got to be some way to kind of honor their memory and to do another good deed for somebody else, you know. So That's why elected to do what I did. And, you know, I always go out and run with Preston, and he's always right there with me and stuff like this. So he's just as much a part of it as I was. So
what you were doing in the marathon, honoring those who had died from that tragedy, were you trying to make a call to action in any sort of way for those who were witnessing this at the marathon?
I think so. You know, I'm not a political figure by any means as far as a right versus left or anything. I mean, to be honest with you, I try and just kind of look at things with a level-headed approach, but I looked at it more so like, do for your neighbor, you know what I mean? Do something to help somebody else, you know? I'm looking at an event that was tragic, but like you can brighten somebody's day by doing something very, very simple. And if we continue to grow that and more people are proactive in helping other people and kind gestures and acts of kindness, like, we're going to win. And I think people are looking at that kind of like, well, wow, that's really outlandish as far as an act of kindness. But I mean, for someone like myself, not really. You know what I mean? I kind of expect more out of myself when it comes to that kind of stuff. I mean, I've held myself to a high standard to do that kind of, that other stuff my whole life. But if that's where someone else needs to start, then that's great. But for me, like, when I go and I do it, I'm at a level where, like, I'm going to go and I'm going to do it all out. You know what I mean? To kind of grasp the quote-unquote inspire to be inspired. So that's kind of what we were out to do.
How did wearing that vest impact your run? How did it feel, you know, having that extra weight with you?
You know, I didn't train for this. I mean, not specifically for wearing a vest like that. I'm an overall avid athlete and, you know, fitness enthusiast, and so I've done some workouts with a weight vest on, maybe like 20 and 30 minutes at a shot, and it's hard. I mean, it really taxes your body. It increases your cardiorespiratory demand, and that's just lifting weights with it and doing pull-ups and things like that with it on. But then again, when you go out and like run with it on, it adds a very high level of stress to your body. And I wore it for about 5.5 hours. I tried to run the entire thing with it on. I think I walked 2 or 3 different times for just a short distance, and that's just to prevent some cramping, which is common amongst marathoners. If they start to encounter periods of struggle, is you just walk, you stretch it out, kind of let your body and your legs recover, and then you go. I definitely didn't make it a habit that I was to walk much of it. I think over time, my back, my shoulders more than anything were really, really, really hurting, and that's just from where the weight was hanging and kind of bouncing up and down, and that I found that trying to run at a normal speed that I would run, the weight kind of slosh around and kind of hit me in the stomach and back a little too forcefully. So I had to kind of gauge my stride and adjust that to not encounter more problems later on in the race. I didn't want to bruise my abdomen or create any inflammation there that was going to create a problem to where I would be able to finish. So it was definitely a different style to run with on. You know, my hat's off to any soldier or anybody that wears, you know, that kind of weight on a routine basis is just part of their daily job. You know, that's challenging. I can't say that they run with it per se, but to have that hanging off your body for any length of time is quite a stress on the body. And so I have much respect to anybody who has to do that on a daily basis.
for this time around, did you interact much with the other participants there or kind of share what you were doing? And
Oh, yeah. We were always getting people coming up and giving us high fives. And, you know, we always are running for law enforcement, too, you know. And so whenever we're going through intersections where law enforcement's kind of directing traffic and stuff, we're giving high fives and really get them involved as well. I mean, they're always out there rooting us on. I had lots of guys coming up, you know, walking off their from away from their cars, coming up and giving me a pat on the back and stuff. And I have, you know, we routinely have lots of runners running up next to us and just talking to us and wanting to hear the story behind it, giving us, you know, props for doing what we're doing. And like that, that's, I am not out there to, this is not about me. I've tried to always not make it about me. And when people try and put the light on me of, hey, good job to you, I'd rather they just focus on the cause more so than, like, who's doing it. I'm a willing and able individual is all I am. We tend to turn some heads, and that's fine, as long as people are turning their heads for the right reasons.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Sigourney resident Casey Thompson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.